30, we're going to call to order the Town of Discovery Bay's Park and Recreation Committee meeting. Can I have a roll call, please?
Roll call taken, let the record show all members are present.
Thank you. All right, this is the time for public comments. If there's any members of the public, either online or in the audience, that wishes to address the committee for any item that's not on the agenda, this is your opportunity. Feel free to come up to the podium and introduce yourself, and you'll be given 3 minutes.
Talk to the people online first.
Well, go ahead.
My name's Bob Lang. And I'm just here as it's an inquiry to the town. We have hornets along the coverage of the fences in the pinball courts at various posts. It's a little difficult to see them. So my question is, is it possible that the town has one of those inspection cameras on us so we can walk along and with light find out where the our players are saying spray every post? Well, that doesn't seem like a good idea to me. So I've been looking, I looked to buy one, but they're like $500. I just thought maybe somewhere in the town's arsenal of stuff, maybe there was one, we could use it and find out where they are and then get rid of them.
Okay. Or staff could look into what we've done in the past for bug controls.
What's that?
Or staff could look into what we've done in the past for bug control.
Yeah, you can do that too.
Okay, thank you. Any other public comments? Kelly, anything online? Okay, then let's close public comments and move to C1. Can I get a motion to approve draft minutes?
I make a motion to approve minutes.
I second that. You want roll call, Kelly? Roll call.
Yes, please.
Vice President Porter?
Aye.
Aye. Thank you. Okay, let's go. So I don't see any presentations, so we'll go to updates. Phil?
Bring this committee to keep you informed of all the different things we have going on. And just taking a quick peruse of the list here, we completed a couple of dry scape enhancements on Lido, and then a couple in Slipper Park. And advance some big ticket items coming up, obviously, at Clover Drive, Prop 68 at Cornell Park, repairing a fence in Zone 9 at Ravenswood, and then getting the basketball court resurfaced at Slipper Park as well.
Are those all, can you give a little bit more specific, like, time frames? Are those starting to happen, rolling over the next couple months?
Clover Drive, end of September, beginning of October.
Okay.
The Zone 9 fence repair, fourth quarter of this year. Yes.
Bill, if I could interrupt real quick. Yeah. Regarding the fence repair, do we have enough fencing material or close to it?
Yeah, it's going to be close, but...
Because it seems like
we have enough posts, for sure.
Because I know it seems quite often the lateral rails, you know, I drive by the park, I see three other ones broken and destroyed, so.
At some point, all of them will have to be replaced. We'll have to make another one.
So will that be handled by your crew or by the?
Not the posts, okay. But we replace the rails. So I'll have somebody replace the posts for us.
Have we already gone out to bid on the Clover Drive project? Is that in the process right now?
So what I'm going to do is going to be a combination of our crew, the Corps, and there might be a portion or two that I'll have to bid, but I'm not positive.
Okay.
I don't think we'll have to much.
The only reason I ask is because the signs are awesome, and I think a lot of people are super excited about what's going on, and so, you know, just having an understanding of what that timeline looks like, and you know, I think that's generated a lot of positive input on it. So starting to see it would be great.
Yeah, absolutely.
Just for clarification, so on that particular project, I know it's a multi-stage project, but is the multi-stage the linear footage or the actual specific whatever we're going to do? So when you start your project, for example, like putting the decompressed grant, I don't know if that's in stage 1 or stage 8, but
Think of it as walking from the wall back to the street.
Okay. So, but you would do the whole length at one time before you go to the next particular stage of the.
Right.
Got it.
Unless there was some kind of delay in manufacturing or something.
Yeah, and I'm sure there might be other landscaping issues that you might skip something for whatever reason. And how's Cornell Park going? Was that, let's see.
So I've got an estimate on the court resurfacing right now, so that'll have to go up a bit.
Yeah. How long would that process look like typically?
For the court?
Yeah. Well, the bid process.
Very simple. Oh, the bid process. It's actually the construction process is very similar to the pickleball courts.
Okay.
But it should take a couple months, I would think, to do an RFP. The fourth quarter this year.
Okay, perfect.
So I imagine that the remainder of this year is going to be challenging just because of the holidays and the weather and staff vacations and whatever else you may have going on.
Exactly.
Are you seeing any supply issues as far as materials that you're going to be needing for any of these deals? Or?
Not yet. Fingers crossed.
Well, I just know 2 years ago when COVID was in complete effect, everything was on a massive delay. So I don't know if materials are coming down again, prices and what have you.
Material pricing is an issue. For instance, the landscape panels went up the price a little bit. However, the shipping time is still within 6 weeks, they say. So.
Have you heard of those yet, or were you?
Tomorrow.
Oh, okay.
I think those are all the questions that I had.
Did you want to talk about the pool at all, Monica, or was that going to be a... Did you, the pool and where we're at and what's going on? And,
I can.
Yeah, please. And the season's coming to an end, correct?
Well, no, we've extended it.
Oh.
because I still have lifeguards hanging around, it is getting less and less. So right now, because of the little bit we have sticking around, we would typically, already be closed. Done Labor Day weekend, it's over. But for the month of September anyway, we've got rec swim every Friday from 3 to 6, and then still Saturdays and Sundays from 12 to 6. So we're gonna at least be able to do that through the end of September, and then I think pretty much everybody's back at college and that kind of stuff. However, yesterday we started our very first ever stroke clinic for swimmers you had to have been on a swim team, so that started. So because we were heating the pool for that, we can keep doing. The water aerobics is a huge hit, so we've got that 5 days a week in the morning. We extended lap swimming. So lap swimming is now Monday through Thursday from 10 to 3:30. And then Fridays until 2 o'clock, because we have to then get ready for rec swim. And then we've got the stroke clinic with all the kids Monday through Thursday in the evenings. So yeah, we're gonna extend it. At least water aerobics, lap swimming, weather permitting, if people want to come, and stroke clinic will go through end of October. So that's a huge improvement from anything we've ever done.
That's awesome news.
It's exciting, and people are really happy.
And all the equipment's working great, and...
Why are you asking that?
Well, because we spent a lot of money on that stuff.
I don't want to jinx myself.
Well, yeah, I was trying to jinx it, but...
As long as we have power, right?
I'm sorry?
As long as we have power, right?
Right. Yeah. But we did great. I was really nervous this weekend with this heat, but the staff did fantastic. Everything worked well.
That's awesome.
I was thrilled.
That's awesome news.
Yeah.
And lastly, I don't know if it's a Bill or Monica question, the splash pad?
I was just thinking that when you said supply issues. So there are two parts on order, and one of them's been on order since May 4th. So,
oh my gosh, the splash pad?
Yeah.
Out of curiosity, are these things that we need to have a backup supply on, or is it just
I'm
around?
I'm not sure the shelf lights of some of these electronic pieces was a control panel for that machine.
So has this splash pad not been usable at all this summer?
No, it's been usable. As of about a month ago, then it completely went out.
Died.
Yeah.
That's unfortunate, the heat that we have going on. Okay. Public comments. Does anyone have any public comments about the items we talked about? Okay. All right. Well, hearing none, then we will move forward.
Yes.
Okay. I want to jump the gun here. Okay, so you have before you a staff report. So I just want to talk a little bit about it. What we would like to do, as you know, we've been making great improvements here at the community center between the pool and tennis pickleball, dog park. Now we have the golf cart parking. So we kind of like to keep going with that movement and continue making improvements around here. So what we'd like to do is take the northeast corner of the property, and there's a map in there to show you what it looks like right now, and beautify that. It's an eyesore. You can't use it. It's just looks terrible. I know we want to begin having board meetings occasionally out there, so the space.
It's this section right here, right?
Yeah, when you
yeah,
go around.
I'm like directionally challenged.
No, that's
right.
Yeah, across from the wall area.
Got it. Okay.
And where we have
like,
the tents for
stuff
events
okay.
and stuff like
Thank
that.
You.
That whole section, yeah. And you can see it in the before picture. That whole area. So the whole thing
Got
is
it.
What we want to do.
Okay.
And what we're proposing is to take the smaller section, if you will, where the light post is and the ivy and that, and turn it into a shaded area where kids, families can hang out, have put musical instruments. Did some research on what music does to youth, and it's very beneficial. We don't have anything like that. Trying to reach different demographics of our community, and this is something done that parents, and while they're swimming and making a hole, found these Ballard beach balls that would kind of separate the two areas. There would be a shade structure on the one side with the instruments for kids, and then the other section of it, keep it so that we want to make sure that it's multifunctional. So we would put in the, it would be concreted. With that, I want to say we would first want to make sure we would do our due diligence in checking any underground, see what's going on. We would never lay something until we know what we've got going on underneath. So that first and foremost. But then we can have seating areas, shade, so when people are done playing tennis, pickleball, swimming, they can picnic, enjoy the area, but also make it so that it's a better use for our movies in the park. That's where our big screen would go, and not ruin it with the weeds and the grass and the dirt. And also would be able to use for special events, having the tents and beer trucks and things like that. So we could use it for a multitude and having our board meetings out there. Which is something we want to start doing, weather permitting. I don't think we would do it today, but. any questions on that so far?
The shade structure is it something I envision like the pergola that we have here, or is
no,
it more something
like a cantilever? So
would be bolted to the building, or
no? It's freestanding, but
okay.
there's piers that go in. Yeah, so it's
sure.
two posts and then hangs over.
Okay.
So one of those permanent. Fabric-y mesh, yeah.
The seat wall, that would be kind of like enclosing the area in a little bit, so if parents wanted to have control of the kids and they could...
Exactly. Okay. And maneuvering pets to walk, not go in and use the restroom. So it would definitely be, you can walk all the way through it, and then there would be the seat wall there, and put some examples of pictures of what it could look like. So folks can sit in when they garden or when they're done playing, and just actually enjoy and make this whole area usable. So the estimated project cost is $107,000 with a 20% contingency, which would be $21,400 with a not to exceed estimated total of $128,400. So what we're proposing is using $20,000 from a community center donation fund that we've been accumulating through different events, that we have $30,000 from water wastewater and $78,400 from the Hoffman Settlement Fund. Any other questions for me so far?
I'm excited to see the options that you've put forward. I like that it hits various age groups because I think we're missing a little bit of that here.
Exactly, and I've heard that. I've heard that said. So we thought, okay, what can we do?
Yeah, I think it's great.
And this is just a start. I mean, certainly open for suggestions, but having some nice shade and seating and doing the pre-drilled holes as we did on the synthetic turf so that if you want shade, you can move the seating around, just kind of make it, like I said, multifunctional. So what we're looking is for staff is requests a recommendation to the board to approve expenditures for the Community Center Grounds Improvement Project in the amount of $128,400 with a not to exceed amount of $78,400 to come from the Hoffman Settlement Fund and authorize the general manager to execute any and all contracts and purchases associated.
Do you see any issues with the musical instruments outside the building?
I don't. I've thought about it. They're not real loud. It's not like you're plugging in a, you know, amplified sound system. It's a community park. Kids should be here playing. We hear noise with every other group. So I think it would be nice.
There's some cool little parks around and other community centers that have something similar like that that's outdoor. Like we were up at Delta Cove this weekend. They have some really cool outdoor things for the kids to do that seem fairly cost efficient but weatherproof.
Yeah, right. And it's becoming very popular. Yeah. What music does to a young mind is actually, when you read up on it, it's kind of encouraging.
Well, there really isn't anything for kids of that age group here.
There's not.
So I like the idea, and I'd like to see that expanded upon for future areas of this area, of this community center. And there's lots of areas that need to be touched.
For sure, and like I said, we've got a momentum going. Let's kind of keep with it, you know, where we can and keep brainstorming and thinking about what we can do to continue improving.
I'll open up public comments. Does anyone have any public comments regarding this project?
I do. I was at Delta.
Please.
Do I have to get that?
Yes.
Don't overthink it. We'd like to see you.
Hi, I'm Lisa Combs. I was at Delta Cove this weekend too. There was a concert that went on there. And they had these swings that
were very cool.
Adults were sitting in them, kids were sitting in them that came from, they were cantilevered out over their building, and it was really cool. They had fire pits, which were amazing out there. I can see big checkerboards.
Or chessboards.
Or chessboards out there for the kids to learn. I think that would be really good.
They had like outdoor ping pong and Jenga, and they had some really cool stuff.
Yeah, it was really neat. So even like a barbecue place where everyone can like come together, I thought that was really cool. They had like three different barbecues or four huge barbecues out there. And so you can bring your stuff and have a picnic there, and it was neat. So that's it.
Thank you. Well, if there's no public comments, so bring it back. Do you have any other questions? Or?
No, I'm excited that you brought this to us.
Yeah, I think it's a fantastic idea. This the community center needs so much in so many different areas, and right now the resources are available to do it. So,
right.
And that's what the Hoffman money has been designated for. So this is the perfect application for that.
Yeah, thank you.
Do we need a motion for anything, or is this going to go to tonight's board?
It's not going to tonight's board. We're going to bring it to the next board meeting. You agree that we should move forward.
I absolutely agree.
Okay, we'll do that. Thank you.
Thank you. And I'm sorry if I'm skipping around here. I forgot to ask, the dog park. Is everything good to go with the dog park and any issues over there? And
I haven't heard of any. You want to talk to
her? Yeah, there was, I think a couple weeks ago, there was a leak that's fixed. Okay. It had nothing to do with the previous.
The previous leak? All right, then we'll go on to F2, which is pickleball courts. Do you want to introduce that?
Sure. So, Mr. Lyman sent us a letter to Parks and Rec Coordinator Monica Gallo and two board members requesting that we visit putting electrical out by the tennis and pickleball courts. So I will let him introduce his item and discuss what they're looking to have done.
Okay.
Floor is yours.
Probably the easiest thing is to look at the little drawing that we made up. Monica recommended that we expand on the written statement and so that you would kind of feel what it is. The conduit from the prior owners was a big part of the conduit is already there. It would need to be extended to get around to where our storage facility is. And the breaker panel that's out there on the fence, we've determined that it probably was in code when it was put up, but they don't allow you to do that sort of thing anymore. And so what we're proposing to put up 125 amp breaker panel on the proper post system as a starting point, and then finish up the conduit and pull the wire to those four points. We're talking about a GFI plug at the corner, and one at the other corner of tennis court two, one at the gate going into pickleball, and then one back at the storage facility. So that's, you know, it's a maintenance or repair, I guess, a reinstall situation. It would be new wiring and new breaker panel and new GFI ports. I guess I'm open for questions about what, if you have any.
I do have some questions, but before I can ask your question, I need to ask staff some questions. So, Monica, I'm going to put you on the spot a little bit here, but don't worry, I'm not going to make it super. Do we have any understanding of what's currently going on with the electrical system at the tennis courts? And what I mean is, have we had someone actually go out there and evaluate the whole system, why it's no longer operational, and what happened?
What I know is that several years ago, we had an independent inspection of everything, and it was deemed...
It was at the time the property was purchased?
No. This was just a few years ago. And so it was, and I might not be using the term right, lockout, tag out, lockout, something like that. So it cannot be used. We have not had a licensed electrician come in and like rip through the guts. I've talked to a couple people on the side, that's what they do, and their recommendation, they were like, I will not touch this, it's too much. You need a lighting and electrical architect engineer type of thing to do like everything that had to do with lighting as well.
But at one point though, there was lights on the towers,
right?
And I don't know what, I'm not an electrician, so I don't know what amperage that takes, but was there also outlets surrounding?
Yes.
So there are outlets out there, they just don't work.
Correct.
Okay.
There's no power.
Got it.
Can I ask another question?
Yeah.
And if you don't know, I apologize for putting you on the
spot.
That's
okay.
But do we know if, because we're talking about doing a bunch of updates, right?
Right.
Community center, one of the major issues that we have is lighting. Do we know if that lighting ties in to the other lighting that we're having issues with? Like, what, you know what I mean? I'm just wondering if we're going to open up Pandora's box, what does that look like all the way around?
I think we could, because there's so much unknown. And there's no historical blueprints or documents that this facility has for when it was built in 1970, 60, whatever. There is none of that. So it could be absolutely Pandora's box, in my opinion, and I'm not an electrician or contractor of any sort, but because we don't have blueprints and plans, we don't know. Did I answer your question?
Yeah, you did answer my question. I guess.
And there's so many different panels all over this property, if I'm calling it the right thing.
I guess my thought process is, and maybe it's just because I've been doing a lot of electrical site visits this week and looking at electrical panels mm-hmm. for electric trucks and stuff, but my thought process is, like, if that is really outdated and needs work, I'm assuming the rest of it does.
It
and
does.
If we're going to do a portion of it, like, we probably need to look at all of it, right? Because you don't want to piecemeal stuff together. You want it to be safe all the way around and functional all the way around and efficient, right?
Yes.
That's where my thought process is going.
Yes, certainly. I mean, it goes beyond the tennis courts and the pickleball courts. I mean, we want to understand what
Right, like, we have no power at the back barbecue area. When people rent back there, they have to bring in a generator. So there used to be. It hasn't worked as long as I've worked here, almost 9 years. There's never been that. I probably didn't work when we bought it. It's throughout.
It's everywhere.
Correct.
But certainly we could bring in an engineer to evaluate our system and do a report, correct?
If the committee would like to do that, yes, we can hire an engineer. It will be a cost.
Oh, no, of course.
But before we do that, can we bring in like PG&E? I mean, they have services that's what they do. They come in and look at electrical outlets, see what we can do, what power we have, what we don't have.
I can call and ask.
I have a contact.
Oh, yeah, if you
want to
pass me.
Yeah.
So you know.
Yeah,
we can
do
that.
So circling this all back, I don't think either one of us wants to not have you guys have power out there. We just want to be very methodical and strategic about this, especially if money is going to be spent. I don't know if your incremental course that you're doing is of value to contribute to an overall thing or not. It probably isn't, but I think until we understand what the actual problem is out there, that just seems like a band-aid.
Well, the question is, when you say problem, are you talking about, is there a service to that point, or what is the plan? In other words, what lights are we talking about designing for?
Yeah.
We're all for talking about that too. You know, we came to the last meeting to have that discussion and talk about court lighting,
right.
Which this is not that. We are, you know, our pickleball community anyway, and I'm sure the tennis community is in the same thought process that if there is a bigger plan that involves lighting some of the courts, probably not all of them, but some of the courts at some point in the future. I think we're in favor of that, and if that was done, this is obviously a small part of that.
I think there's a middle point between my wish list and then what, you know, is reality and doable.
Mm-hmm.
So just from my standpoint, I don't think Ashley or myself or other board members can make an intelligent decision about moving forward until we understand why their electric system no longer works. So when I say the problem, you know, if there's nothing working out there, that's the problem.
Yeah, well, the problem came about because, you know, you had one pole blow down, and it looked like maybe others might, and so then everything was, that was, those were taken down. And at that point, then all the electrical around the courts was stopped, shut down. And I wouldn't be surprised that somewhere along the way, somebody also recognized that the system they had was probably no longer, and if you were going to start working on it, it needed to be modified to just be brought up to code.
Right.
Yeah.
So now whether, and in talking to Randy, who has visited with Monica, we also have said, if you thought this was a good idea, you know, we're talking about and assuming that we could get power to that corner, that there's a main or mains here somewhere that feed that, and that we could get power. If we can't get power there, then the project wouldn't work anyway, because that's a bigger issue. And as far as I know, when all this happened, we didn't have a major catastrophe electrically. We had lights fall down, and obviously other things broke at that time, and they stopped, said, you know, we got to get this stuff taken care of so people don't get hurt. That's okay. Okay, well, you know what we would like to do and why we would like to do it. If you're going to get, if you're actually going to get somebody to, I don't think PG&E is not going to come here and evaluate a total system that you might want, whatever that want is. I mean, they might look at the power, look at the breakers and say, yeah, they're okay or bad. But that's about the extent of it.
Well, no, but I mean, we need to understand if we can add power, if there's enough power to do that. I mean, you have to understand, you can't just say we're going to add this conduit and this power if it's not available, right? Well, so PG&E can come out and evaluate that and then determine from there, like, we need to bring an electrician to determine what that looks like. But if you develop a system and then we don't have the power to do that.
Well, yeah, and you're absolutely right. However, I'm not an electrician, but I know enough that today's power used here would be less than it used to be. If you only lighted the courts that were lit before, they had to be the biggest power user. And certainly today's power consumption for lighting courts is less than it was 20 years ago when we were doing it. So I think you definitely have enough power for the building. Now, is there enough service from the building out to the corner? Yeah, we don't know that either.
Well, I think from the board standpoint, at least this committee standpoint, I think both of us are on the same page that we want to commit to you that, yeah, we want to move forward, mm-hmm. task staff to bring in an engineer, or at least get us an estimate of how much an engineer would cost to give us an analysis. If the number seems reasonable, and I don't know what that means, but mm-hmm. then this board would bring it to the main board for right. approval if that's what they want to decide on moving forward.
Well, I would recommend that you and the staff figure out what it is you'd like to see before you hire anybody to sign something, because they don't know that you want light over at barbecue or whatever it is.
I'll share with you a little information. And we are an ad hoc committee for other things going on regarding this property. So it's all part of a master plan, but okay. Since the government moves very slowly though.
Thank you.
Is there any public comments regarding this? Anyone want to come up and speak to it? Please.
My name is Randy's road licensed electrician, 35 years. So the concept is out here is no more lighting. Solar is the way to go.
Okay? That you were thinking my thoughts.
Okay, we can get panels that will light up this whole community. About four will light it up. Okay, get rid of all the electrical existing damaged stuff that's there. Think solar, okay? Think solar. Then you don't have a PG&E bill. How smart is that? I don't know. Maybe nobody else thought about it. But when you put them up and lay them out, you can light up that whole grass area for your concerts, okay? And then you use the remote, shuts them off. I don't know. Somebody's going to be in charge of the remote. I don't know. That's up to you, okay? But think solar rather than lighting, because you're burning up your money by thinking about lighting and all the power you got to run. This is 2022. This is not 1984. So think solar on your way for what you're thinking about after what Monica presented to you, because I didn't hear anything about lighting out there whatsoever. I didn't hear anything about circuits. I didn't hear anything about plugs. I don't know what you're going to do out there when it gets dark. You're going to bring in a generator? I don't know. So what she's talking about and what you're thinking are apples and oranges. You both are not on the same page.
Actually, we are on the same page. If I'm using the wrong terminology, I apologize. When I said we're going to task staff, whoever they hire or bring to the table is going to be an expert in both solar and electrical and give us an overall perspective. So it's not going to be specifically just to one or the other.
Right. You know, because you have a 200 amp panel out there right now. Okay, that was existing, but that was for the lighting. You're not going to put lighting out there anymore. That's gone. But you're only putting four plugs out there. So four plugs don't need 125 amps like Bob proposed for it. But your thoughts are, you don't know what you want to do out there electrically down the road. So until you probably get that, we can add it on later on. But if you don't know now, we're only asking for four plugs to start with. But your proposal might be, like you said, bring somebody in. But you need a plan to find out what they want to do. Thank you.
Thank you. Anyone else? Okay, then. Master, you good?
Yeah, I'm good.
Okay. I think staff has their instructions. All right, F3.
I just want to clarify, sorry.
Yes.
Yeah. So, yeah.
I assume they did.
The committee would like us to look into an electrical engineer to come out and give us a quote for a plan at the community center for what? Are you looking for lights, or are we looking just to put in our electrical plugs?
I think we need to have a discussion about what we want before we bring an electrical engineer in. I think there needs to be an understanding of what the, you know, we know that there's some lighting issues, right? Whether they're electrical, solar, hydrogen, whatever. I think we need to understand what that is so we're not spending a whole bunch of money and then rechanging that plan, in my opinion.
Okay.
So
what is your request of us then?
I
think the request is to find out how much it would cost to have something coming out. And you know, if he says, hey, I'm going to charge you $500 to do a site survey, well, that makes an easy decision. If it's $15,000 to do a site survey, well, then obviously we're going to need more discussion.
I disagree. I think we need to have a plan first. I think we need to probably look at what the lighting is and what we think we need and understand what that is, and then see, do we need an electrical engineer to come out? Is this something where we understand what's going on and then maybe it's just an electrician? But I think we need to understand what a plan is before we spend a whole bunch of money. I mean, I'm...
Well, at this point, we're not spending any money. We're just finding out what the cause is of having come out.
No, but correct me if I'm wrong. And Monica, I hate putting you on the spot. But I'm assuming you have a fairly good understanding of kind of where everything is and like what your vision would be from a lighting perspective. I think we probably also have a little bit of an idea of what we think we would like to see. I would like to hear what your thoughts are, not tonight, obviously, but like you've done a small portion of what we need here. We know we need stuff out front. We know we need stuff over by the barbecues. Like I would love to understand what that looks like in just a very overview perspective, taking into account the tennis courts and pickleball courts and everything like that, so then we can come up with a plan of, does it need to be electrical, does it need to be solar, does it need to be whatever, and then bring someone in to do that.
Okay, so let me clarify real quick, because I want to make sure I understand. What you're wanting us to do, or what we think we want to do, is go from site to site in the community center, so go from the front entrance to the tennis courts, to the pickleball court, to the dog park, to the barbecue, and kind of start writing down some of the things we would like to see to improve electrical lighting.
Correct.
In that arena.
Yes.
That's what you're
wanting. Yeah, because
before we bring that back to you, and then before we decide to go out and find somebody to input all these things.
Yeah, because you have a cost of scale when it comes to doing anything like that, right? So if we bring out an electrical engineer just to evaluate this area, and then we just fix this area, and then a couple months later we go and do the same thing over here, you're losing the opportunity of a cost of scale for them to do all of it together.
Right.
Maybe.
And I don't know what I don't know, and I could be 100% wrong, and I'm sure I'll be.
I know, I'm just, like, I would just like to understand what that looks like, so we can make an educated guess. Like, we're really good at putting Band-Aids on stuff, and I think maybe we need to think.
But are we talking, because in my mind, there's, I'm gonna refer to it as lighting, but I'm meaning what brightens things up, whatever
solar.
That terminology is.
Solar.
There's that, and then there's electrical. Yeah. I get they go together.
Kinda, yeah.
But in my mind, I'm feeling like it's two separate things that need to be meshed together. So that's where I'm not clear on the...
Because we started talking about just...
And I'm just trying to keep...
Now we're moving towards lighting. So.
I'm just trying to keep the project as simple as possible at this point. Right. And I thought the discussion item was, how do we bring power out to the tennis courts and pickleball area?
Right.
Correct. That is correct.
Power.
That's what
power.
Power. That's what they're requesting, is just power.
So what we're talking about here is them paying for power to go to those courts.
Understood.
If we have to rip it up later, it becomes our property once that's done.
Yeah.
We do whatever we want with it after that. If we need to change it, revitalize it, upgrade it, downgrade it, tear it out, whatever, for the bigger picture. But at this point, if we're gonna go, just for reference period, if we're gonna looking at now turning this into a whole project, so that's stuff that the town would pay for. Or maybe it would be a partnership with the pickleball courts as far as lighting goes over there. But for the rest of all the lighting, that's kind of a town issue. What they want to do is just get some plugs out there, and then they're paying for that. And I don't. And if we got to rip it up later or do whatever we need to do for the bigger picture, we can do that. I'm just throwing it out.
We keep hearing that the electrical is a nightmare. So it sounds like it's a super simple thing to just put electrical plugs out there, but what if it's not? What if it's like, okay, well, we go to tap into that electrical to put those plugs out there, and that taps into the community center, which taps into the electrical over there, and now this simple thing of having three electrical outlets is turned into a huge project.
In practically speaking, I don't believe they'd undertake that project. If they start getting into this and it's peeling onions, and they're finding, you know, that there's these kind of problems, they'll just put it back the way it was. I mean, if you look at it practically, they've already said, we don't know what we have out there. We're gonna have a license, we're gonna require a licensed contract electrical engineer, electrician to go do that. That person's gonna be able to spot it. And I'm not this is not the hill that I am, but I just wanna give you that perspective.
Yeah, I guess, my perspective is that we want to help them get that, but we also have a bigger issue, right? At some point, we have to address it, no?
Well, certainly, Mike, I appreciate the way you spun that, because that gave me a different way of looking at it. So if staff is saying at this point, hey, let them move forward, do that, because ultimately we could go back and rip all that stuff out anyways if we decide later we're going to do it differently, in that case, then I have no problem with it. But...
I mean, if it's not our money, our spending, and you're okay with us wasting your money going back and ripping stuff up.
I think we would be okay with it as long as it's done by a licensed electrician, we get the insurance, we indemnify us, and they follow all the conditions of approval that legal kind of imposes on it.
Right, the premise here is it's the town's building. So the town, in anything that's done to the town's building has to be done in accordance with the town's specifications. So the town would develop the project or design the project or come up with the conditions of what Dina's talking about. And then the ultimate approval is going to be contingent on making certain that all of the insurance gaps are covered. So any insurance that the town is covering for the property and premises liability, in addition to any insurance that would cover any of the work that was done. And then once all of that's in place and it's established, then at that point it can be done in accordance with the plans that have been approved by the town.
It also has to be permitted and inspected.
That's correct.
No, I understand, but right. I guess I'm just trying to think bigger picture.
I
That's
understand.
All I'm trying to do.
Yeah, and we do have to do that
at some point.
We do.
So I don't want to lose that momentum.
Okay. So why don't we work with the pickleball group to get their plugs in there, you know, following everything that Andy said, right? And then maybe for a future agenda item, we can start piecing together a different plan for lighting and electrical at the community center.
Perfect.
And just start slowly, Monica and I working together, just looking at the different areas of the community center and what do we think it would need, and then bring those back and just slowly start communicating those with you, and then develop a plan. It's not gonna happen like overnight.
No,
so start developing a plan of how we're gonna. And we also have our building going in, so we don't want to do too many things that will
overlap
what we'd be doing with maybe a new office. So, okay?
Bob, are you okay with that plan?
That sounds fine.
Yes.
Okay.
Closer to
Now that we modified, any additional public comments?
So, just for clarity to staff, what we'll do is staff will work with a pickleball group and develop the conditions of approval, which will then be brought back before the board, all those conditions, and then the board will vote to allow the project to go forward.
That's correct. So this would be ultimately a recommendation once we come back. So it's a two-step. So they'll bring back a plan, conditions. They'll negotiate the conditions, just like Mike said. You'll add, subtract, and then the full board will approve.
Perfect. Sounds good to me.
Is that a good plan?
Yeah.
You all agree? Okay. Perfect. I know what we're doing. Monica, you have that down too?
I'm writing
okay.
it down. Yep.
All right. You're the conditions.
Yeah.
Okay.
I didn't finish writing it while I was standing there. Sorry.
Okay, let's move on then. Pickleball again, F3.
So, Discovery Bay Recreation and Sports reached out, and when we were looking at Resolution 2020-24, which was established a couple of years ago in recognition of the $30,000 donation that the Pickleball Association gave to the town to put towards a $100,000 conversion of the pickleball courts. The town wrote a $70,000 grant. Both monies combined to convert the two courts into the pickleball courts. Well, that resolution provided for some priority use and recognition of the donation. And it was for 2 years. Well, that's going to expire in December of this year. So it's going to be a matter of whether the board and the committee and the board desire to extend those conditions of the resolution or modify the conditions of priority use, etc. Staff's position on this is clear. The priorities, we recommend that those don't be changed at all. We have no issue with them going out doing a resolution for another 2 years under similar terms and conditions. Staff would be open to working with the pickleball courts, the pickleball club to, if they need to modify the hours, et cetera, of the court use, but that's as far as the staff's is willing to go big. That's our position. Any questions? All right. So we recommend extending it, and if there are some modifications that they desire, they can go through staff.
Okay.
What we did was we ended up renting tennis courts so that we had a
pickleball players playing tennis courts, playing on the tennis courts with portable nets. So this is why we are looking for some slight modifications for the resolution. And I thought I'd turn it over to Chris Sullivan now. He is our president of our DB Rec Sport. He's going to go into detail of what we're looking for. Thanks.
Yeah, I think Randy said the majority of it. Basically, we have different time slots. Tuesday mornings, Thursday mornings, Saturday mornings. Saturday mornings are by far our biggest day. A lot of times there's 40, 50 people out there and only 24 people can be playing pickleball at one time, so there's a lot of wait time. So as she says, if we do the new player clinic, sometimes there's one court, sometimes there's two courts in the new player clinic. So you can understand how renting out three courts during our time is very disruptive. And so the request would be to not rent the courts out during our scheduled time. Our scheduled time is less than 20% of the time that it's open to the public. It's actually 19%. And so just running it out at other times, or if it has to be rented out on a Saturday morning as an alternative, go to Cornell Park. There's two permanent courts out at Cornell and four temporary that we could also, you know, loan our nets to the people that wanted to rent. But as the sport gets more and more popular, it's just hard. It's hard to run a continuous event when three of them are rented out to a private car party. So really that's just the request to maybe tweak that resolution a little bit. So it's not being rented during our time, or at least not being rented Saturday morning from 8 to 12. So there's a ton of other times it could be rented out at that point. But that's basically all what we wanted to say. And I know that if the town of Discovery Bay has a city event, concert, whatever, we totally understand that they're going to be closed down. But we're just asking for, again, if the public comes up and wants to rent out during our scheduled time. So, thank you.
For clarification, though, this has only happened once in the past 2 years, essentially?
Three times. I think it just happened again here.
Three times?
And even if it happened three times, this is not a private club. This is a public community center, which Zone A, the people who live here, pay for that, for its ongoing use, et cetera. And this club does a great job. They are very friendly and welcoming, and I don't dispute one thing that's been said here. The issue is that I don't want to have to go through them as a Zone A resident, or have anybody else have to go through them if they want to come out here and rent the courts or use the courts. They're entitled to do so, and they have to have that ability open up to the taxpayers of this community to be able to do that, and that's our position. Now, if they want to rent those courts on Saturday and on a continuous basis or whatever, that's how we get what little money we get. We operate in the red here every single year. Every dime counts. If they want to rent it and increase the dues, or increase new member, however they want to figure it, to get it's not an expensive rent. What is the rent?
I believe it's $6 an hour.
It's $6 an hour. I go over to Diamond Hills. Tell you what, to rent the dome in Diamond Hills, it's $25 to use that for an hour and a half. So I mean, it's not like it's unavailable to DBRS. The question is that. We have to make it available to our people that live in this town that want to be able to use the court without having to go through DBRS if they don't choose to.
I'd like to get up and say something about that. I understand your position. I'm a taxpayer here in the community as well. My name is Barbara Elliott, and I do a lot of the fundraising, the promoting of this recreation in Discovery Bay for our pickleball group. I have a question. Would we be here if we had not donated that $30,000 that I put hours, hundreds of hours of donating my time, fundraising, getting donations, you know, helping people come to this community. We're not saying that our community can't come to our pickleball courts. We want them. But the first people who rented were from out of town. They were from Livermore. They only knew somebody here because they knew about it. Diamond Hills, they don't have a program there anymore. Nobody wants to support it. I mean, there is somewhat, but people are coming here because we have a nice place. And we just want to improve it and keep improving it. But by advertising and putting on social media and getting those people here is really important. Having the new player Saturday, the first Saturday of every month, is people are looking forward to that. I'm constantly telling people, the dog walkers, we've had more dog walkers join our group because they're walking by going, what's this? It's really important that I think in order to keep our group going, that we have some sort of priority. There's lots of other options, but we worked hard. I worked hard for those courts. We have the option. You guys did not have to ask us for that money. We could have developed Cornell Park and had six courts there. We had the money. We earned it. You guys basically told us it was ours, but we didn't. We trusted you to come with us. Well, you can shake your head all you want, but that was the work.
The town of Discovery Bay, just that so everybody knows, is that the town of Discovery Bay and the taxpayers also put in about $70,000 plus some. So it was supposed to be a group event that they donated and then the town donated. And so, they're not the pickleball courts. I'm sorry, they are not. They're the town of Discovery Bay courts. So.
I understand that, but we helped. And don't shame us that, that it's not ours. Of course it's ours. We're this part of this community. It just get cut us some slack. We're still raising money. We want to pay for that electrical. And that's constantly what we're doing for the community, to develop recreation in Discovery Bay.
Thank you. Randy, you still here or did she leave? Okay. We're bumping into another meeting. What's your recommendation?
Well, staff did a recommendation, and
I mean, just for how we handle the rest of this meeting.
Continue.
So the recommendation at this point is to continue with the resolution. Any changes to that needs to go through staff, correct? So we've heard it. We can approve the resolution, and then any other recommendations would be done off the.
So you wouldn't approve the resolution. We would be bringing it back to the board.
Oh, that's
to
okay.
Extend it.
Sorry,
two more years.
My wording was wrong.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm okay with bringing. Sorry.
Can I make a comment?
Yeah.
One of the things that has happened, and I'm not sure why, is the renters have chosen to rent the courts that are defined in the resolution as the ones that were dedicated to us, and there's two courts that are, we're not, let's just say, they're all public courts, but there were two courts that are not identified. I guess I would suggest that if they're going to be rented, then you're not going to make any changes, that you make that minor change, that at least direct that the initial rentals be the courts that are not identified as the ones that we're supposed to be using.
And those are the kind of things we can discuss
okay.
with staff, those kind of reasonable.
Can I ask a question? Do you know what your percentage of the people that are participating in the Saturdays and the league stuff, like how many of those people are from Discovery Bay? How many of those people are from Brentwood, Livermore, Oakley? Do you know what that breakdown is?
I do not, but it's, she said 129, but there's 149 people that have paid to vote, and we call them members, but we tell them this is their contribution to keep these courts the way they look now. I'm going to guess that it's around the 50% level,
okay.
But I don't know that,
okay.
Actually.
No, that's good. I appreciate
something
that.
Something like that.
Okay.
So there'd be 75 of them or something.
Okay, thank you.
Okay.
Well, I'm going to, at this point, I'm going to move with staff recommendation. I think that's the best position to go for. I think the relationship between the town and the pickleball people, or the pickleball group, is fantastic. And we try to work very accommodately on every possibility whenever possible. But I think at this particular one, the resolution was created 2 years ago, and a lot of thought has gone into it. So I'm not going to sit here and make any changes at this point.
I'm okay with that.
Okay, last item is the Christmas tree, holiday tree. Is that you, Monica?
Yep. So, we were approached by Rita Caruso and Lisa Combs. They created a member group. There's a couple of community residents that actually purchased a holiday tree, because if you remember, one of ours was cut down a long time ago, and then we kind of popped up at the community, at the shopping center over there, was like a white, you know, little plastic looking tree. And so they took it upon themselves to purchase a beautiful 20-foot tree. Last year, I believe it was over at the Hoffman Shopping Center, and this year they approached us, the town staff, and asked if they could put it at the community center. The location that we came to agree on, just talking with Bill and Monica and finding the best location at the community center, it would be, if you can see it right there, the little tree and the front lawn area, just basically right in front of here.
Okay.
And so, we would just like to bring this to the next board meeting, if you like this recommendation, for board approval to be able to put a holiday tree on the community center property. We would not own the tree. We would not be putting up the tree. This would all be done by this community group. They would indemnify us and make sure insurances and everything was in place. And then they will be taking it down also. So the staff report kind of identifies the size, the dimensions, and their plan for putting it up and taking it down those dates.
And they'd be storing the tree as well.
And they are storing the tree. It's their tree.
I think it's a great idea.
Yeah.
Okay.
Great. Recommend staff's approval.
Yeah.
Recommendations.
Any public comments? I'll be doing the public comments then. Thank you.
Sorry.
Well, any public comments? Hearing none.
Okay, wonderful.
Okay. Well, that concludes our board meeting. So, meeting adjourned.